Blog Talk Radio.
If a person is trying to start a worldwide prayer across the world and have ambassadors across the world, I had somebody openly come on the line and say that they're not prepared to be one. But God told me to go ahead and go forth. Let me tell you something. Promotion coming not from the east nor west, but promotion coming from the Lord. And anytime you choose not to accept a promotion that the Lord is bringing, then that's up to you. But the Lord will move on and promote others who will accept what he's trying to give. Amen. But we're going to be doing ambassadors all over the world. Amen. I know what God said, and we're moving forward. I need prayer in that area. I need prayer that God would bless us with all the ambassadors that God is giving. And I need prayer anytime someone tries to get people all over the world to thank the Lord 1,000 times. You don't think they need prayer? The enemy himself will come against them, as I've had already. The enemy himself has tried to come. And I know that that's not over, because every day the Lord has to give me grace and mercy. I do need prayer. And anytime someone will not only try to start ambassadors praying and starting sales across the country of praise, of prayer, and anytime someone will try his best to get people the world to honor the Lord, they're going to need prayer. Anytime God has assigned me, and I took the assignment to get him 100 billion praises. I don't care what anybody says. Took the assignment, and it is of the Lord. The devil would never give an assignment to get God 100 billion praises, because he don't want him to get one praise, let alone 100 billion praises. I need prayer. I need somebody to fast for me, because the enemy himself will hate the guts of somebody who will take those assignments. God bless you. If you have a praise report, I will allow one more. Anybody got one more praise report?
God bless you, and good morning to the praise line. This is Mother Digby, and I thank the Lord. I always have a praise, but I wasn't able to get off mute. But I thank the Lord for how he blessed the first prayer line. Prayed for my daughter Jacqueline and how she was able to come to church on yesterday. God is blessing her by the day. Look like every day she's doing better. She had an aneurysm, and God blessed her to go through the surgery. And the saints prayed, and God just blessed her. I thank the Lord for all of his blessings to me, how he blesses me by the day, how he keeps my heart, and how he keeps my mind encouraged, supplies all of my needs. Beautiful service that we had at our church on yesterday. So many young people came up to be saved. I thank and praise the Lord for that. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Thank you so much. I know I said one more. Let me just move that. Some people will never change. But let me ask you, if you have one more, I will open it up to you. If you want to give it, the time is now. Praise report. Amen. What did God do? He gave you health and strength. Healed you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Bless you. Brother Johnson, go ahead.
Oh, I couldn't hear. Oh, I just thank you. Praise God for another day. He allowed me to wake up by a good night's sleep with health and strength. I just thank you, praise God, for the prayer line. I enjoy you, Dr. Johnson, Mother Johnson, Lady. I enjoy everybody on the prayer line. I don't have no respectable person. I just thank and praise God for the leaders of the prayer line. I just thank and praise God for his goodness and his mercy. The things that he does for me, he don't have to do it, but I just thank him because he's God. And besides, he has done up. I just thank him and praise him. every chance that I can get.
Thank you, Mother Johnson. We appreciate you.
Thank God. I want to come back and say to Sister Charlotte Gray, every down is a up in God. Every hard test that the Lord allow you to go through, it's a blessing in it.
Yes. Thank you so much, Mother.
Yes.
Good teaching. God bless you.
Can I tell Mother Dixie, thank you, Dr. Renard, mother to mother. Thank you, Mother Dixie.
Never seen it fail. I've never seen it fail.
Wonderful.
I am encouraged. I am very encouraged. Thank you, God, for the encouragement to come through this line. I am very encouraged. If you could see me, I got a big old smile on my face. I am encouraged. Thank God for first fruit. Thank God for first fruit. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for first fruit, God. Thank you, Lord, God. And it's extending, God. It's extending out, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. The Holy Ghost reminded me, amen, I want to mention Pastor Williams. I don't know if he's on the line, but God bless you. Ain't nobody mad but the enemy. I want you to know that we open the door for you, and the Lord bless you and keep you. Pastor Strotter,
yes.
Praying for you. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. Nobody mad but the devil.
Yes.
And keep you. Dr. Lacey, we get her on the line for the give her a praise report. Amen. If she's there. God bless you. All right, let me move. Brother Digby, since you're there. Amen. If she's still open. Mother,
I am.
Get our prayer request. Amen. Somebody who wants prayer. Is not ashamed of prayer. If one need more, we let me give a testimony about my mother. Her feet were swollen and many other things. But we just kept on praying. And the Lord did her like he did the 10 lepers. He prayed for them and told them, as you go, go show yourself to the people. And as they went, the miracle happened. It didn't happen right away. As they went to show themselves to the priest, on the way, they began to look at their hands and their hands. And they got to the priest. It was a way where Jesus was. It took a while to get from where Jesus was all the way to the priest. But when they got there, they looked at their hands and feet, and everything was brand new. And it took a little while for her feet to go down. God went away. And that swelling went down. She couldn't wear any shoes at first, but shoes I saw her on yesterday. Had on some nice shoes. Amen. Amen. She was looking so sharp. So, somebody gave me a message one time, what you ask of God don't take. And I thank God for what he does. All right. Go ahead, Mother Digby.
Good morning. The line is open for prayer request. We want you to get your prayer request in so we can pray on point this morning.
Sister Jolene Garnett, request a special prayer for my grandson. Injuries that the Lord bless him in his grades at school, and my son Tyree, and for Sister Ernestine Riley's mother, who's 88 years old, for good health.
Thank God.
For Pastor Strada.
Thank God we have those. We will pray for those. Sister Garnett, will there be another one?
This is Mother Britt. Hi, Mother Britt from North Carolina. I'm calling area code 910. I'm calling in behalf of the McMillan family. They had the little their grandson, 5 years old, fell dead at the table the other day. He had a seizure. He was home, sitting at the table eating noodles, and he fell dead. He's 5 years old. So the McMillan family, they had to go to Indiana to make arrangements for the funeral. So keep them in prayer and Miss Pryor. Miss Pryor, she used to be a neighbor of mine when I lived in Philadelphia. She had a heart attack, and she had in her lungs. And so I want y'all to pray for her. And I told her I would put her on the prayer list. Her name is Miss Pryor. And thank you so much, and may God bless all of you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you, Mother Britt.
This is Sister Johnson, Texas.
Sister Johnson, Texas. Can you hear me?
Yes,
can you hold on just a minute? That's such a tragic. Can we stop and have prayer? Was that you said the McNichols family?
McMillian family. Jacob McMillian.
McMillian family.
Mother Dickie, can we stop and have prayer for that family? I feel their pain all the way to Kansas.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Go ahead. We want to pray. Go ahead, Mother Dickie.
All right. Go ahead. God, in the name of Jesus, look on this condition right now. God, you see and you know. Nothing hid from you. God, you're the only one that can lift the burden and take away the hurt. Do it for your glory, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, look on this family, God. God, you see and you know the hurt down in the family. God, the mother, the grandparents. God, take them through. In the name of Jesus. God, you're able today. All power is in your hands. All you have to do is speak the word. And we believe you, God, in the name of Jesus. Do it for your glory, in Jesus' name. And, God, we'll give you the glory, and we'll give you the praise. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We ought to believe God to take them through this time, in Jesus' name. Thank the Lord.
Thank
the Lord. All right, we'll take another one.
This is Sister Johnson in Texas. I'm asking the saints to pray with me that the Lord would bind every hindrance that's preventing Medicaid from approving this claim for my husband. It's like everything is just holding it up from going through. I'm asking you to pray that the Lord would bind every hindrance.
Yes. Amen.
Let me pray for that right now. Oh, I hear you, Lord. Look on this problem in Texas. God, that's a big state, but it's not too big for you.
Yeah.
And Sister Johnson and I, they need Medicaid. You said you would supply their every need. And they need this, Lord. They need the money.
Yes.
They need just to help take care of their family. And God, I hear you saying, yeah, they need me to take care of them.
Oh,
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Look unto me, he said. I have your God. I will make a way out of
them.
Father, thank you for remembering them.
Thank
you brought them this far, you're saying.
Thank
you. And you didn't bring them this far to leave them.
No.
You didn't up. Set them down.
Yes,
yeah. But I do take the authority to loose.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, I command you to loose. Loose it. Take your hands off of it. In the name of Jesus, that is belonging and has been sent down to there in Texas. You a liar, devil. Get out.
Thank you.
God, I'm asking the blood of Jesus to stand up against these demons that are coming against her and her husband, their family, and give complete and total deliverance in Jesus' mighty name. God, while I'm talking to you, got you on the line. Look on Mother Britt. Put your body and heal Mother Britt. You need to look on Ernestine Lyle. I'm asking you to touch Tyree and Sister Geraldine Garnett. Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Look on the McMillan family. A 5-year-old grandson dropped dead. You know they need your help like never from the parents. Lord, soothing balm from Gilead, and through their aching heart. In her heart, Lord. You have saved the heart. Control it. Step into the room and give deliverance. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. We give you praise.
Yes.
And thank you. In Jesus' name. Thank God.
Thank
amen
God.
And amen.
Amen.
Go ahead, Mother Digby.
Thank the Lord. Mind. Will there be another one?
This is Peterson. I request a prayer for my brother, Roosevelt John. He said, I've seen you in Memphis, Tennessee. And also pray for me, too.
All right, Sister Peterson, their brother, Roosevelt Joy, and Sister
yes.
Peterson. Okay. There'll be another one.
This is
Lord, praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana. My heart goes out to that. And family, the five-year-old. So he could have been one of my grandkids. But you know, I just thank and praise God that he be with the family. And I just keep him in prayer. And y'all keep me and my family in prayer.
Amen, Mother Johnson. We will. There'll be another one.
This is Sister Lucio. I'm asking prayer. I don't feel good this morning. I'm asking the saints to pray for me.
God. Thank you, Sister Lucio. We will be praying for you. There'll be another one.
Good morning, Mother Digby. I need to put Mrs. Charlotte, 816, and Elizabeth Lemers. It's Lammers. A co-worker of mine, his sister, first needs to pray for her salvation. She gets double injections for blood transfusions, and she's really sick. So I'm just praying that we can agree through prayer that first she receives God, she needs to be saved. We pray for salvation, and then that God work out everything else, not just with her, but with that entire family.
Yeah.
They have been upset with the church for a long time, so I'm just thanking God for the spirit of love. As Mother Johnson, again, I'm sorry, has ministered, and Dr. Bernard, on the Holy Spirit, this is not a time for scripture-based with people that are hurting. People need to hear the power of love. So I'm just praying for that family, the Lemire's family. Thank you, y'all.
Thank you, God. We want to join with you and pray for the Lemire's family. Will there be another one, another prayer request? All right. I think that's seven. I'm going to ask Dr. Pfeiffer to pray if she's on the line.
Praise God. God bless you. Lord, we thank you right now. We thank you, oh God, once again. We ask that you would lead us and guide us, oh God. We ask that you would forgive us, Lord Jesus. We ask, oh God, for repentance for all unrighteousness in Jesus' name. We thank you right now for your love and your kindness, oh God. We thank you for your holy anointing. And we ask right now that you would bless this prayer line, oh God. Bless our leaders, oh God, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, and their family. Bless, oh God, in Jesus' name. Bless the staff. Bless the leaders. Bless, oh God, in Jesus' name. Bless Sister Geraldine Garnett. Bless Mother Riley and her mother in Jesus' name. Bless the family, oh God. Look on them right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. Remove all the obstacles in Jesus' name. Bring them, oh God, higher and higher in you, in your name, in righteousness, oh God. Cover them with your blood right now. Let your angels, oh God, watch over them and lead and guide them, Lord Jesus, and to all truth and understanding. Bless Mother Britt, the Johnson family, oh God, with the child in Jesus' name. Bind the devil that comes to hinder, oh God, even the husband. Bless right now, Lord Jesus, and we ask that you will cover, that you will strengthen and encourage their hearts in Jesus' name. Bless Sister Peterson, oh God, and her brother Roosevelt. Lord God, we ask that salvation come to him, that he be saved, Lord Jesus. We ask for that, even in the ICU room, that you will bless, heal, and deliver in Jesus' name. Bless Mother Johnson in Indiana, oh God. Encourage her heart. And we thank you, Lord God, because her heart goes out to the bereaved family in Jesus' name for the five-year-old. And, oh God, we pray right now that their hearts not be troubled. And we pray that all, oh God, all your spiritual strength from on high, oh God, be endued with them. In your name we pray. We pray, oh God, that they receive, that they believe, that they just reach up and pull it down in Jesus' name. And we thank you. Bless Sister Lucille, oh God. Touch her body right now. You were healed. You went to the cross, oh God. You died for our healing. And we pray for healing right now, oh God. Hallelujah. You were bruised. And we thank you right now because you took all the sickness, all the burdens, all the illness, oh God, all the afflictions upon you to the cross in Jesus' name. Bless Sister Charlotte, oh God, in Jesus' name. And the Amiris family, bless Elizabeth. Lord Jesus, her co-worker, oh God. And we ask right now that blood disease, oh God, in Jesus' name, you dried it up for the woman with the issue of blood. And right now we pray, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your anointing, Lord Jesus, glory to God. We pray, glory, 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 that your power be manifested in her in Jesus' name. That love, oh God, hallelujah, will root out all sin and all evilness in your name. Let your blood cover in Jesus' name. Let her be committed to doing your will, oh God. Let her give you praise and adoration in your mighty name. Let her cry, oh God, my soul love you, my soul worship you, my soul adore you, oh God. You are God, Emmanuel, the rock that is higher than I. And we go to you right now, Lord Jesus, asking your blessings, asking for your miracles, asking, oh God, for your keeping power, your saving power. And we rebuke the enemy that comes to hinder the people of God in every way. Now, all of his tricks, oh God, we rebuke him right now. And we lift your people up before you, oh God. Hallelujah. And we thank you right now for your healing. Thank you for your deliverance, oh God. Draw us closer to thee in Jesus' name. Renew our minds and renew us, oh God, the right spirit within us in Jesus' name. Help us to serve you and only you, Lord God, forever and ever. And we ask that you will order our steps, oh God, and that we order, follow in your footsteps, follow your leading, follow your wisdom, follow your guidance, oh God. And we thank you right now. We thank you for your love. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your keeping power. And we thank you for this fast right now in Jesus' name. Jesus' name we pray. Let God be with us in Jesus' name.
Cover us,
oh God, with your blood and with your love. Let your angels, oh God, encamp about us and give us peace in Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless
amen.
You. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you. Back into your hands.
Back in your hands, Dr. Johnson.
Praise Lord. God bless all of you. Amen. I hear a praise check. Let's give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Not only at the beginning, but the end. Let's go right now.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my God. All right.
Praise the Lord. I don't know if you all can hear me. My
we can hear you.
I give glory to God for another day. Thank you, Jesus. I just praise God who is the author and the finisher of my faith. I praise God for this prayer line, Dr. Johnson, and the faith of God, because the Bible says those that pray and know how to touch God, he hears every time that we call. I praise God that he has been making ways out of no way for me. A couple of weeks ago, I made a pledge. Thank you, Jesus. Was not able to send it in because I had the flu, but I still have my money tucked away. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And guess what? I laid my hand on that seed. Glory to God. Ask God to add more to that seed. And I tell you, he added a little more to that seed, praise God. And I just want to encourage the saints of God and you, Dr. Johnson, to keep standing, keep standing, keep standing, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. And you have touched the hem of his garment. You have touched the tallit. You have touched the commandments. That he, same promise he gave to the children of Israel to remind them that he is Lord. And all you have to do is just keep his commandment. That's why they wore the prayer shawls every day, to remind them of what he said he would do. He is doing it. And I praise God for you, Dr. Johnson. Keep on keeping on in God. And I'm going to tell you just like this. Yes, the enemy don't like what you're doing, but we don't care. Amen. We don't care about what the enemy is doing, because those who are trying to oppose the gospel or what you're doing in the Lord, you know, once God heals them, you know, it has dried up their issues, and they don't realize when they break the commandments of God, I call them leaking saints. You don't need any leaking saints walking with you. You want saints that have been healed, delivered, and saved. You don't need anybody leaking in the Holy Ghost, because people that are leaking are still bleeding. They're still bleeding with the issues and not have allowed God to heal them in their minds. So I'm just thanking God that you have the mindset of the woman who had the issue of blood. She heard the information. She knew God is a healer and a miracle worker. So you just keep on leading and doing what God has called you to do.
This time last Monday morning, I was just returning from the hospital, being in critical care because of the doctors didn't equal my medication out like it was supposed to be after I was off of dialysis. But I want you to know, Dr. Johnson, that I love you with all of my heart. I've been knowing you ever since 1970. And some news has wretched me that shouldn't have wretched me, saying that I'm doing something to your name. We planning to bring you here this summer for a revival. And whosoever you may be that's trying to block this prayer line, lying and doing things, Dr. Johnson, I want you to know me and my whole family love you this morning, and there is nothing nobody can do about it. I want to thank Mother Johnson for her book. I tell you, I read that book this weekend, and my heart is lifted up round and about me to read from a woman that's 94 years old that has given her insight to this country. Dr. Johnson, we want you to know that my son called on yesterday and told me to let you know that one of his employees passed that was 44 years old. Since God delivered me from dialysis and from the gallbladder and from all of these things, my heart is in peace. But I dare you to not to touch me, because I got him and I love him. There will be nothing in this world that anyone can do, because I met Sister Betty at the beginning of the convention, and I tell you, she's a woman. Dr. Johnson, I want you to know one thing. I've watched your life from 19 and 70 years, some in the 70 years. I've never seen you doing anything but coming to the convention. When I attend all the convention, not only the Baptists, but the Methodists and Church of God in Christ and all of them. And I watched your life. You are a man of God, not out there seeking behind women or doing anything. Your life is there. And I thank God for you because you have prayed for me many times, not on the prayer line, but you have given me hope. And I thank God this morning that I'm delivered and set free. God bless each of you this morning. I love you. I love you with the love of God. Everybody on the prayer line, I want you to know that I love you this morning with my love. God bless you.
God bless you, Dr. Lacey. You got me smiling. God bless you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift my sister up in Christ.
Yes.
Touch her body.
Who at this morning?
Thank you for bringing her off dialysis. I never heard of it.
The Lord Jesus.
Her doctors told her that they never, ever seen anything like that. But
yes,
God, you did the miracle. You did the miracle.
Thank
and I want to for it. We do give you the glory and all of the praise. God bless Dr. Lacey. Thank
bless
you for her with our ministry, Lord, for years and years, and for all that she's done to promote First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line.
Thank you, Lord.
Help her son, help her whole
thank
family.
You, God.
We just salute her in the
thank
name
you.
Of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Bless
God. Amen, amen. God bless you, Dr. Lacey. Be encouraged.
God bless you, Dr. Johnson. I love you. Mother Johnson and Sister Betty, she is my friend. Sister Gina, I love. Sister Pastor Pfeiffer, oh, Lord, and the other pastor that I brought on, I tell you that woman is a praying machine. And Sister oh, Lord, Evangelist Stitt, my God, I can't live without hearing you at least once a week. God bless each of you saints this morning. Continue to pray for me. Continue to pray for me because I'm happy.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Only one, Dr. Mary Lacey. God bless you. We're going off this morning. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he bless you today. May something real good happen to you. I'm praying that that happened to me too. May something real good happen to me this day. And praise God for it. May something real good happen to you. Lady Betty, this day, and the blessings of the Lord be with all of you, and add no sorrow with it. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Grab it. Grab it. Have a wonderful day. In the name of
grab.
I got a feeling everything's going to be all right.
Yeah.
Be back on the prayer line tomorrow morning as the Lord says the same. 6 a.m.
Thank you. Have a blessed day, saints. Brother Lawson.
Thank you.